we'll get started on the next thing. So the thing is like this, is that we're here at all for Chalada. Okay. So we're doing, so the Psil of Chalada. Chalada means where you, you basically, you stick the knife in between the tizimah. Okay, something like that. Or you stick it internally and then you do a cut from the inside. So that's a Psil. So the Gemara asks now, the finally by your papa, hechlid b'miyat siman imahu. Let's say you do chalada on a miyat of the simanim. Is that okay? Take it. Okay. So what's that talking about? So Rashi says like this. He says, hechlid b'miyat simanim. La'achar she'shachad rubo b'hechsher. After you shech the majority of the simanim b'hechsher properly, then you go, I guess, under the simen or under the two simanim, and you cut the rest of it with chalada. You pierce it, right? So you do it from the outside, let's say majority of the simanim, and then you go under, let's say, the second simen, in between the neck bone and the second simen, and you cut the rest of it in the wrong way. Mi amrina, do you say ha ish tachit shapir rov simanim? Do you say you shechted it properly in the rov? What do you say? It's all one shchita. It is b'chalada, and you have chalada in it, and that's a psal. With me, a kama pshita on the nevela b'ali. Definitely the first half. The first half. If you have chalada for the first half, and then you finish it off properly, that definitely is. Or even a little bit at the beginning. He's saying even if you do a little chalada at the beginning, then you finish it the rest of the way, okay, then it's definitely going to be possible. But the question is, if you do a majority good, and then you do a minority of it bad, right, then is it good or not? Okay? Then is it good or not? So, the Rashi, so the Gemara says, take it, ula chumra, right? And he says, you pass in the chumra, because it's take it. So the Raisa, the Gabi Hagrama Nami, the Pirkakama, Hagrama is another psal, which is where you shecht it outside of the right place. Because you have on the kana, windpipe, there are these rings, and you have to shecht it on the rings, but there's a place above the rings, which is beyond the Makam Shechita. So it's called Hagrama if you shecht it beyond that Makam. It's not the proper Makam. So it says, the same question, Bein Shachat Shlish, if you shecht a third of it properly, the Higrim Shlish, and then you do a third above the, you know, above the location, the Shlish, Shlish, Bein Shlish, and then you do a third, right? So the middle third is not proper.
The last third is back in the proper place.
Yeah. Or Bein Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, Higrim Shlish, or the opposite, you do a third bad, a third good, a third bad, Bein Shachat Shnei Shlish, and Higrim Shlish, or if you do two good, and then the third not good. Misafgalon, right? There's a suffix, Dilma Sfilan Karabanon, to Rufoi, the Mitzvah B'chalchad Minayu. That the Rabbanon hold that it'll be making a trefa. Any of them, all the cases, even that last case, you have Din L'chumra, we do L'chumra, right? So it's like the same kind of question, same type of issues. Anything else you L'chumra there? Right? There's a shihiyah is another psal, is if you wait in the middle of the shechita. So even though you have a case, if you shecht half of the pipe, and then you wait, and then you finish it, and you're stung by a bird, if you say, you did rov, the miyuta we don't worry about. Right, so he's saying it's like this, is that it says if you have a bird, you only need one simon. If you cut 50% and then you stop and then you finish, so it says good manashach. Because if 50% is rov, that's how it works, then you have a shechita, it's perfect. And if it's not a rov, then basically you don't even do shechita altogether. It's on the pipe, the windpipe, which basically doesn't get a trefa that way. So basically you don't do shechita. So he says, yeah, but if you tell me that the matzah is rov, so fine, it's true, you did rov, but you see that now Rashi's saying that you could have a psal even after rov. So now you did rov, you do shihiyah, and then you finish it, so you should say it's a psal. The same way saying you could have chalada or grama after rov. He says, so that says that's just the Gemara is pushing that, but that's not the Gemara really doesn't hold by that answer. Really, it wouldn't be. Really, the Gemara holds in time of the Shum. Really, the reason time of the Masa in a Karov. The real reason is because Masa isn't considered Rov. Shchita Kamaisa lo midi of it, so therefore you didn't even do Shchita. V'chishah v'palga kana lo itrof, so therefore there's no treifa. No, so it turns out that really he's saying the reason why is because really Mechza Masa is nothing, it's not Rov, and therefore you didn't really do Shchita. And now if you stop, it's basically not a treifa, so that's it, you didn't do anything. Of Muta Basra, bein the kana bein the vashet, of Muta Kama the vashet, mitrofa. But if it would become a treifa, if more than Rov. If you left it alone at more than Rov, or on the food pipe, if you do a little bit and you leave it alone, then it would become a treifa. And therefore, if you waited after you cut that amount, then it really would be shehiya. She's saying it's by shehiya also. It's the same conclusion that since the Gemara doesn't resolve it, so it says if you do shehiya, if you basically cut, let's say, a majority of the simanim, let's say 70% of the simanim, then you take a little pause, and then you finish up. So that's possible. Because it seems like Rashi is saying they're all really, you could have the same question by all three, and we don't resolve it, so therefore you have to l'chomer. Well, so it seems Rashi's learning that this is like almost like a universal question. I don't know if intrinsically you can't differentiate, but he's learning it's like the same kind of question. By all the psula shchita, if you do rov b'hechsher and then you introduce a psul after that, do you say now that's a psul or not? Do you say the psul apostles that? Or do you say no? You say no, you did rov it properly, so it's okay. Who cares if you have it afterwards? Or you say no, it's all one big package, and since you introduced the psul, the whole thing's possible. Right? That's the basic question. Okay, so I mean that's the punchline. The way I say Rashi's learning. I mean, Thompson doesn't like it that Rashi groups these all together. I mean, Rashi's shoving these all these psalms together. But this is the way Rashi's doing it. He seems at least to be saying they're all very similar, or exactly identical, but whatever. The question is more generalizable, right? So the question is, what's the svara? The way Rashi's learning is that there's no machlokas as if you'll do a third, only a third kosher, and then the third possible. Then it's definitely not going to be good because you have to have a majority. The first majority has to be good. He said, Machlokas is talking about if in the other case. He's trying to show the other case where you'll say you do two thirds good and then one third bad. So he's trying to show that in that case, there's a chumra, there's a shita who holds that that's possible. There's also a shita who holds it's kosher, but he's saying is they were machmer in these things. So he's saying basically, in all the simanim, we're always machmer. There's a question brought up by all of them, but he's saying is that we're always machmer. We're always machmer. Okay, so maybe just to start off by saying a little less than what you're saying. That it turns out I have like three different svaras for this. Okay,
three different what?
Svaras for the same question. But so be it. Okay, just like you know, when I first started thinking about it, I mean, maybe as we proceed in the sugya, there's a big tosos here. Maybe we'll trouble narrow it down or whatever. But I just have three different ways of going. One way is, but similar to what you're trying to say, is that shchita is kosher when you do rov. Rov is simon. Okay, then it's a kosher shchita. Right? Okay. What does it mean it's kosher? It means you could stop now and there'll be meat kosher and the meat will be kosher. So do you say, and I'll take it a step further in a second, but do you therefore say that once I get to rov, the shchita's over? And everything else is merely just cutting meat, cutting skin, flesh. There's a Gemara, which, or Rashi, or somewhere else has a lashon like that. Or do you say no? Is it true? If I were to stop at Rov, the Shechita would be kosher. But insofar as I don't stop at Rov, I'm still doing Shechita. Right? In other words, do you say that that since what is shchita? Shchita is a method of kashering basar, of creating hechsher basar. Once you create hechsher basar, once you get rov, there's hechsher basar, and the shchita is over. And now you're just cutting whatever. You're cutting the foot of the animal. You're cutting whatever. But do you say, no, shechita is cutting the simanim, killing it through cutting the simanim? Now, it's true, in theory, if you stop rov, it's ruach kulo, and you say, the shechita, you're yotzei, it's good, it's kosher. But insofar as your maisa of killing the animal, of cutting the simanim, is 100% cut, or 70, whatever it is, then that's part of shechita. The shechita doesn't end, the shechita continues. It's just that ruach kulo, yes, you could have stopped, but insofar as you don't stop, you're still involved in the shechita. It's like, are you still involved in the shechita once you already get rov? If you say you are, then you say, well, I can pass it. It's true, I could have stopped early, but you didn't. Now that you didn't, you introduced the psal. So it's possible. Or do you say, no, that once I get rov, it's the shechita's over, it's kasher, it's no more shechita anymore. So it's not shechita anymore, so I can't possibly introduce the psal. It's too late, it's kasher, shechita's over, it's history. You go further. It's like shechita is like a process which creates achshav basar. But do you say you could be involved in shechita beyond the point which is necessary for achshav basar? Do you say shechita is a method of killing of chatichas simanim which creates achshav basar? That's not what shechita is. There's no such thing as achshav basar. Shechita is just another method of killing. So, but do you say now that I could say that I could be involved in the shechita beyond the point which is necessary for achshav basar and say I'm still involved in shechita? Or do you say, no, since the whole existence of shechita is for achshav basar, once I get rov and rovu kakula, the shechita is over? Or do you say, no, shechita, it's true, achshav basar comes about through slaughtering, the cutting the simanim. Now, since cutting the simanim, it's true, I could cut 50%, but as long as I do more, I'm still involved in shechita. So it lends itself to the degrees. I could do a 50% shechita, I could do a 51% shechita, I could do a 90% shechita, I could do a 100% shechita. So, what do you say? No, I can't do anything. I'm always just doing 51% shechita. Once I do 51% shechita, it's basically over. And everything else is just cutting meat. But the reason why you'd say that is because you're relegating the whole purpose of shechita, the whole existence of the shem shechita, to the asher basar. And once I have kasher, once it's kosher shechita, and I get to the point of kasher, so then that's it. It's over. What else is there? Or you could say, I mean, the chiddush is to say that it's not shechita anymore. Right? The shechita is done. It's somewhat of a chiddush to say that. So I'll say maybe Yiltaina really... By the way, let me just say, according to that svara, there's no room to differentiate between any of the psula shechita. Right? If you tell me that it's not shechita anymore, then obviously you can't have any psula shechita. You can't tell me some psula apply, some psula don't apply. Right? I mean, I guess if it is shechita, then maybe there's room to question or whatever. But if it's not shechita, then that's it. Of course, you can't have any psula shechita once you do. Once you finish it, tell me it's not shechita anymore, then it's over and no room for a psul. Right? Okay, now you could argue that really everyone agrees it's shechita. You could say, come on, shechita is shechita, and it's true you can do 51% and stop, but you didn't stop. Shechita continues on. You're still doing shechita. Okay? But you could ask yourself another chakira. Is, how do you understand the halacha of chalada? Or Shahia, or grandma for that matter, from this psula shechita. Is it pshat that shechita is a certain kind of cut? And if I do chalada, I'm not doing that kind of cut. And it's simply not shechita. Or do you say, no, it's shechita, shechita is chatecha simanim. It's just shechita psula. It's like a positive, it's a shechita with a psul. Is it a psul of shechita? Or it's simply an absence of shechita. Simply not shechita anymore. Right? If you say that it's an absence of shechita, so look, I cut 51% shechita. Now I do chalada. So I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing shechita. If my first 50% or whatever is with chalada, so now it's not shechita. So I'm not doing shechita, so it's in nevela. It's like it just died randomly. But if I did it after, so I already did 51% shechita, and now I'm just doing chalada, well, chalada's not shechita, chalada's nothing. So therefore, what's the problem? As long as I did rov, v'hat kashros, I'm okay. But if you say chalada is actually a posel, it's not just an absence of shechita, but it's a posel, so then I can introduce the posel at any point. This bottom one is, the whole thing is shechita, and I'm doing 100% shechita, and some of it is the psal. So the psal is possible. Absolute apostle. Right? So you could say it's not pshat that the other shita, the one who's mekel, says that you're not doing shlita, you know, once you get to 51%. He'll just say that these halachos, the psula shlita, are not really positive psula, and they're more just an absence of shlita. And therefore, the absence is gone. Therefore, who cares if I have an absence after 51%? I could have stopped after 51%. So what happens if I stop or I do a grama or a chalada? Essentially, you're not doing shchita, so it's fine. So I see this like I stopped. It could be, it sounds like Rashi's holding. Like, what about if you do the other way? If you say it's not shchita, so just do 49% with chalada, and then the other rest of it is shchita. But it sounds like Rashi's holding is that the chaticha sesamanim comes about through cutting 51%. And that has to be caused by shchita. So here, it's being caused by a process which is largely not shchita. It's like, it depends. If you just find an animal which happens to only have 51% of its pipe, then you're right. Then you just cut a little bit and it's good. But you could argue that this animal as a whole has a full pipe. Now you're cutting the 51% of the pipe, 49% of it is through a process which is not called shchita, and then only 2% is through a process which is called shchita. Mm-hmm. So now you could say is that the process which is killing the animal, which is accomplishing the chaticha sasemen, is not a process of shchita, a mixed process. See, if I already have 51% bekashus, so now the simen is chatach. So now the fact that I've been out, it's like I might as well just stop, I could have stopped. So I'm doing shchita, but look, fine. So now I basically, it's like I stopped. And I don't need that last part. But here, in the first 51%, you could argue that you need the whole thing. So you can't introduce a non-shchita process, because it is chatichas ha-simen, it's just not shchita. So now you're gonna, it turns out that you're accomplishing chatichas ha-simen through a non-shchita. You could argue all we really care about is the last, you know, is the last little smidgen. But that's definitely the case if you find it that way. But if you find the full thing, you could say that the process of what takes away the simen has to be the process of shchita. And you encounter a simen which is full. And then you're taking it away through a mixed process. I'll tell you one other svar. Okay? Another svar is, you could say, I mean, we'll think about it, we'll come back to these tomorrow, but I think. But the other svar is like this, is that maybe you'll say, really, the shchita keeps going. Shchita definitely keeps going. And really, chalada is a psal. But even if you say the shchita goes the entire way, the shchita continues from the 51% and then continues afterwards, the entire thing, right? But still, there is like the ikar shchita and then like the secondary, the add-on to shchita. Because the 51% is like the ikar shchita, that which creates the same shchita. And then, like, the rest of it, I'd say, is like the gemar ha-shchita. Right? So maybe you could question is, could you introduce a psul, could you pasul a shchita by introducing a psul in the gemar? Or do you say that the shchita can only be nifsal through the ikar ha-shchita, not through the gemar ha-shchita? You know what I mean? Like, even if it's a psul. If it's not shchita altogether, 51%, then definitely it's okay. And if it is shchita, but chalada isn't a psal, then also it's definitely okay. But even if you say it is a psal, it's not pasha that you could pasal the chalada is a psal, that it will pasal it in the tafel, the gemar, the finishing touches of shchita. Maybe you'll say the only way you could introduce a psal is in the ikar shchita, not in the finishing touches of shchita. Right? You could have a question like that. And maybe you'll say by one psal, it's a very bad psal, and it could even be a possible psal, postal in the finishing touches. Maybe a different postal is not as bad, and it'll only be a postal in the ikar. And then they don't necessarily have to be the same. They could be the same, but they don't have to be. Also, by the other one, is chalada psal or is this an absence? Just because you say one way by chalada doesn't mean you say the same way by shahia. There's a different question. They could be different questions. But the other, the first svara, which is it shchita after rov, that seems to be a general question. That seems to be like a general across-the-board question. You know? So, I see three svaras. I don't really know. I can't tell from Rashi which one he's holding. Right? That's what I can't tell.
Last one's kind of...
What's that? I'm just doing today, basically, and this is when I did the sugyas. Like, it seems to me, like, lots of different ways of going here. And I'm kind of, you know, before we dig into the tosos and get into the, you know, there's a bunch of cases here. There's the shia, there's chalada, there's gama, there's, you know. So I just feel like it's good to like throw out different possible ways of looking at it. And it's not clear to me from Rashi's lashon which way he's really learning. And, you know, and as we move through the Tosfos, you see it's a pretty big Tosfos. So there's a few questions, there's a few different shatim. So we'll try to see if we can kind of further refine the thing. Yeah.